I think I knew that there would be a lot of backlash when this ultimately came out, especially because in the process of communicating your science through the media, you're forced to eliminate a lot of the nuance that you work so hard to include in your paper and a lot of the caveats that you work so hard to include in your paper. And you have to boil things down to, I guess, sound bites just to create press releases that are short enough. So I knew that once the major conclusion was out there, there would be a lot of backlash. And I think having that mental preparation for that inevitable outcome was really helpful for me. Of course, it's still jarring to log on to Twitter or Facebook and see people talking about your paper, and not always in the most positive of ways, especially because this was my first paper. And that was, it's not easy. It's not fun to see people talking about your work that way. But I think at the end of the day, I stand by my work and I stand by the methods I used and the framework I used methodologically and philosophically. And I feel good about what I did. And really, if people care about it enough to say things about it, positive or negative, I'll take that as a win. I think it's good to get conversations starting, and someone has to be contrarian enough to change the way things are thought about. So it's just been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the continued conversation about the paper, I guess.